grab a bucket and throw them in there. There are none that are too big or too small.
Morning, guys.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Damien and Fiona.
Fiona.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you very much for coming.
No worries.
You don't even need to like beer to pick hops. For many of the volunteers who've turned up today, it's just a great day out in the fresh air and sunshine.
What are you doing today?
Picking hops.
Is it a hard job to do?
No, not very hard at all. You just kind of pull it like you pull a flower.
Can you describe the flower?
It looks like kind of like a lettuce or a pine cone sort of thing, I guess.
Or a rose.
Got lots of petals that are all folded in on each other.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine it turning into beer, really.
Yeah. Feels nice, though.
It doesn't smell like a flower.
It doesn't smell like beer, either. Oh.
Hello, I'm Hilary Burden. 50 pickers have turned up for the annual hops harvest here at Van Diemen Brewing, just outside Launceston in northern Tasmania. The hop plants grow on tall wire trellises. These need to be cut down so the pickers can reach the all-important flowers that will be used to make the craft beer. General Manager and Head Brewer Will Tatchell is overseeing today's operation.
Pretty much we've got the best part of 250 hop plants down in a hop field, 150 metres from the brewery. They're in full flower with their hop cones, and we've got some willing and able volunteer pickers to come in today and deflower all of those vines, and we'll throw them in a brew tomorrow, or a third of them in a brew tomorrow, depending on the quantity that we get, and the rest of them will dry and store for subsequent use over the next 12 months.
All hand picking?
Absolutely. Everything's pretty much hand done out here, including the production of the beer.
Well, some would call it an old-fashioned approach. What does it do for the beer?
Old-fashioned, yes. I think it's probably artisan is probably more the word. I mean, obviously, this is how they would have done it before mechanicalisation. More than anything, it gives us access to the crop itself, the primary crop, and how it looks and how it feels and how it smells. So we really get to touch base with that crop all the way through the growing season, and then particularly today and then tomorrow when we brew with it. So normally we would brew with dried pelletised hops from Tassie, from England, from America, and they're obviously packed to be quite stable and used over the course of 12 months. Tomorrow when we brew it, we'll use the wet cones, which provide us with a unique and different flavour compared to the dried variety. And it's obviously only one chance a year that we get to do it. So there is a little bit of a different method with brewing with them. We actually, after the boil of the beer, we actually run the hot wort or the boiled beer over the hops to extract the flavours and the oils from the hop itself. So we don't normally do that because we obviously don't have access to wet cones. But it extracts a different flavour, arguably a fresher, more vibrant flavour than what we're normally used to.
I'm Mike, and this is Beth.
And Beth. So Mike's the brewer.
I also do the drinking too. So what I actually now like in a beer, I can't go to a pub anymore because it just hasn't got what it takes. So that's why I'm here, to learn more. Doing the hops is an enjoyable thing. It's, you just sit and relax and do it.
My name's Tom, and I'm from Hobart. We're here because it's a great thing to do. I guess almost a spiritual Sunday.
Will Tatchell has kept busy harvesting the vines. 250 need to be cut down and taken up to the volunteers sitting under a sprawling oak tree for processing. It's a real production line.
What's that? That's two of 12 we've done. 20 past 10. We're on track. Not that I'm on to a schedule or anything, but the most critical thing is keeping the vines up to the pickers, because if there aren't any vines up there for people to pick, then it's a little bit of a waste of time. So that's where the priority lies. I actually find it really quite rewarding to know what we've done with the crop and the quantity on the vines that we've got, and then the enjoyment that people get, even people meeting people for the first time up here and things, and discussing it over a beer. Oh, what do? Where are you from? Sort of thing. So.
It's the eighth year Van Diemen Brewing has invited volunteers along to their annual harvest day. For Will Tatchell, it's an important part of marketing what he calls a true craft beer, and helps differentiate their small farm-based operation from the multinationals.
There's no point us going down the path of growing these ingredients and then brewing these beers if we can't get access to market and people can't enjoy it. So that's one of the things that does hold us back in the marketplace is the access to taps and shelf space that are taken up by faux craft beer.
How do you get to access to market as a real player?
I think it's about telling stories like this. Like today, we have a product that stands on its own two feet, that that separates itself from the crowd, and this is where us growing our ingredients becomes critical.
And by faux craft beer, you mean just in name only?
Yeah, pretty much, pretty much. I mean, to define craft beer or to define independent beer is difficult. As an association or as an industry, we tend to take the definition of independently owned or family owned, which most industries, it'll be hands on, it'll be genuine with integrity and stuff, whereas some of the bigger brands are sort of lose that, other than the marketing side of things.
So it's Vicky, Gary and Scarlett, and we've come from Corolla today.
It's a good relaxing day out and just some nice fresh air. And your hands smell lovely.
Oh, there's some more there.